BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Alice Levine is playing Real or No Real. I issue an invitation to all YouTubers who have ever played Innuendo Bingo on their YouTube channels. And Chris comes up with a new game involving going through the text on my phone. Excellent. Yes, good afternoon. This is Scott Mills. So, fancy having a cheeky bumbalo after 2 o'clock? Oh, I've just said something that I hate.
Don't call it a cheeky bumbalo.
Oh, I've berated so many people for saying that, and then I just fell into the trap. Like a cheeky beer?
Time for a cheeky bumbalo?
Nothing cheeky about it, but it's going to happen after 2 o'clock on this show today. Lots of people uber keen because, really, technically, it's kind of Thursday because Good Friday.
Mm.
Even though we will be here as normal on Good Friday with all the hits, a lot of you won't be working, so it's kind of like more than hump day today.
I get that. So it's not a proper hump day. So I don't know, does that take away something from Bumbalo Wednesday?
Or, no, I think it ramps it up because it's nearer the weekend.
Does it? Because for me it's always been a useful island. You know, I kind of feel when we're bumbaloing, we really are halfway there. Whereas now it's, I suppose it's all good.
It's kind of a weekend siren, I think, today.
Okay, I like that. What was going on last night, please? Because I was looking on your Twitter, and it looked like you were back with your old friend, the bearded lady from Eurovision.
Yes, I was. I was doing a thing for BBC iPlayer for Eurovision Song Contest 60th birthday last night. There was a big concert, which is going to be on BBC One on Friday night. And, yeah, all the Eurovision greats were there, including the man from Norway, who is basically dressed as a... Have you seen it? Like an alien.
I've not seen that one. Is that on your Twitter as well?
That's Lordy, his name is. He actually won Eurovision. And then me with Conchita Wurst, the bearded lady who won last year. Just a lady with a beard. Just a standard Wednesday evening, really, in Mills' life.
Is Conchita Wurst still a massive star?
Yes.
Like, I mean, what's she saying? What's going on?
Now friends with Elton John. You'll be jealous about that.
Wow.
And you're really jealous of that because you really weren't friends with him.
Because
let's not forget, you think that him and you have got a lot in common.
I think, well, yeah, we're both from Pinner, and I think what would be nice is if we sat down and talked, we'd find we got a lot in common, but we just took very separate
different
paths at one point. It would be interesting to learn from each other how that happened.
So, but, yeah, friends with Elton John, and also was on the red carpet at the Golden Globes, please.
That's incredible.
Yeah, massive.
I mean,
stuff.
I suppose if you did want to befriend someone like Elton John, this is how you go about it, then, is it?
I mean, it's quite extreme.
Try and get onto Eurovision.
Oh, right. I thought you meant you... No, I mean, don't do that.
I meant the beard thing.
Oh, I see. Right. I mean, I know. Don't go and have the full change. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Just to be friends with Elton. It's not going to happen.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right. Some people from Finland have been on saying, actually, Lordi is Finnish, not from Norway. So that's probably why he was annoyed with me last night, because I think I maybe introduced him as being from Norway.
It's funny how passionate people are about this. Like, it's all there in caps locks as well.
I know, don't shout.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I think we should ask Sam McTrusty to come back on Innuendo Bingo because he was flipping awesome.
Mm.
Wasn't he good?
So good.
That was Twin Atlantic, Brothers and Sisters on BBC Radio 1. McTrusty, let us know if you're keen for a rematch. Rally Richie was good yesterday as well. Here's a little bit of what happened on yesterday's Innuendo Bingo. Videos on Radio 1 YouTube. And here's Bradley Walsh with a question about song lyrics. Now, I think the person who makes up the quiz questions for the show probably had something else on their mind while writing this particular question.
Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these did Rick Astley say he would never do in the song Never Gonna Give You Up? A, Hurt a Fly. B, make you cry. C, eat your pie.
Seriously, who makes up the questions on the chain? I would really like to know who does those, because they're having a laugh, aren't they?
Oh, definitely. They know what they're doing, surely.
Let's just put C, eat my pie in. That'd be great. Hello, if you make up the questions on the chase, you're doing a sterling job. So that was Rally Richie. The video's on Radio 1 YouTube now. Tomorrow, another Innuendo Bingo at 1:45 tomorrow. Another celebrity gets wet. I've been asking you for a lot of suggestions for people that could play the game.
It's a very good time to do it as well, because we really are having an admin week behind the scenes here.
We are. We're having a little spring clean, and we are getting around to trying to book loads of people. Danny Dyer seems to be a popular one.
Producer
I'm all right, thanks.
Producer Will has drawn up a massive list.
I know.
Did you get that email last night?
Yeah.
It was working until about 10 o'clock, firing off emails.
But there's loads of really good people on the list. Let us know if you want to add any more. 81199. But yeah, there's loads of really good ones. A bid in for Charlotte Crosby again.
Of course, yeah.
Would be great. Chris Ramsey would be awesome as well. And someone that really should play it but hasn't. Rita Ora.
True.
Would be awesome.
Has Example played it yet? Because he was on the list and I was like, cracking shout.
That's
How's
a good
he
one.
Has he not done it yet?
If he hasn't, I mean, someone will remember if he has, they will text in. But I don't think so. Let us know, 81199, because we are having an admin week and we'll try and book your guest. The Scott Mills Daily. Nice to see that you're always working during the show, Chris. I just saw your tweet there. What's that for, please?
I thought, given that we're quite keen to get some people from The Chase on board.
It would only be right to get her on, really, wouldn't it?
With Innuendo Bingo. I was looking to get a former German alpine skier. but I can't find her on Twitter. So I just sort of did an open appeal on my Twitter to contact Miss Miss Schmeller.
Oh no, this is what happened to Bradley Walsh on The Chase.
So if she happens to be listening, which I know is a bit of a long shot, but look, if you are listening or if you happen to know...
Would be an awesome booking for Innuendo Bingo. So if any... If anyone does know of Fanny Schmeller's whereabouts, then please do let us know, because we would like to book her.
And it would just be a bit of fun.
Can't find her anywhere on Twitter. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Chris.
Scott.
Chris.
I've got a new game.
Oh, God.
And I think this could be a good one.
Okay. I'm always dubious when you come up with games.
I know.
Because I feel that they're generally at my expense.
Well, what's the beauty of this game is I think anyone can play along, but what I have an opportunity for here is a celebrity edition of this game.
Involving who?
You. Because I tell you what's fascinating is a celebrity's phone to me. The idea of going through your phone.
I'm your friend.
I know. But you are also a celebrity.
Not really a famous.
So it's interesting.
I prefer well-known.
You will text the odd famous person as well.
Okay, sometimes.
Right, you know people.
Mm-hmm. Some.
But we don't really get to see much inside your phone, generally, on this show, do we?
That's because it's my phone.
I know, it's personal.
That's right.
You know, like your Twitter's a public thing.
Yeah.
People get to see that. But it's interesting seeing how you talk to people in real life, right?
Right, I'm really getting a bad vibe about this.
Okay, anyway, so let me go into this game. So, what I've noticed with my phone and your phone that you've got there, and a lot of phones, is that you can go to the messages part of the phone and you can search at the top. You can put in a keyword and it will scan through your texts.
All right.
To find a text that contains that word, okay?
I didn't even know you could do this.
For example, go to the message bit of your phone. At the top it says search. I could put in the word money, okay? And what it does, give it a few seconds to catch up, and it then shows you all the text with the word money in, okay?
Right. Oh, no.
And then what I think we should do is you should read out the top text.
No! Right, this can only end badly.
So we think of a keyword, we put the word into the search thing on your phone, see what pops up.
I hate this. Are you going to do it?
I'm up for it.
Oh, yeah? All okay. Right?
Now, I'm not a nasty guy. I'm aware a lot of these messages would be very personal, okay? So you're allowed one pass.
One?
One pass.
And how many times do we go through it?
I don't know. We'll just see how the game pans out. It's a brilliant game because anyone can do this. If you're in the pub or whatever, you can play this game with a mate. You type in a word into their phone, see what pops up. And what's great is you forget a lot of the messages that you may have sent over the last few years. And generally, these phones keep a memory of it.
Oh, good. What do you want to call your game?
I'd like to call the game, What Are You Texting?
Original. Do you want some, like, quiz show type music?
Yes, please. Okay, then, this is good. Now, as I came up with this game, I think it's only fair that you go first.
Okay, so I just say a keyword, you type it into your phone, and we see what text comes up. Is it the first one that comes up that we read out?
The first text.
Okay. I would like you to search...
It's a great game, this, isn't it? And people can send in suggestions of words as well.
I'd like you to search...
It's hard, isn't it?
Fern cotton.
Fern cotton, okay.
Or just fern.
Fern,
yeah,
okay.
One word.
This game's awful.
Uh-huh.
I can't read that.
Well, you've got to, that's the game.
Okay, this is from a friend of mine. Now, in the interest of fairness, I'm not sure I should name him.
No, don't have to name them.
Shout out a penny.
That's, but who?
Don't worry. Starkey. Start a campaign to get Fern to balance a teacup on her bum for children in need. I will donate £100 if she does.
That's quite specialist. Why? Who is that from again?
It's from a friend of mine.
Called, you name them, let's name them again.
Penny.
Penny?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a bloke called Penny.
Alright, cool, sure. Have I met Penny?
No, you haven't.
Okay. Why does Penny want that so much?
I don't know. I didn't reply to it. it was, I think, out of the blue. Although, I do spot it was sent at 11:58 in the morning rather than the evening, which suggests that he was of sound mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think this game is a keeper. Everyone can try it as well.
We should play this with other famouses as well.
Absolutely, yes.
But it's your turn next.
Oh, OK, right, let me play a song.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Metro Station. Uh-oh. And Shake It on BBC Radio 1. So all day Easter Monday, we're going to start it off because we're doing the breakfast show. It's all one-hit wonders all day. It's a who's who of who's all day Easter Monday. Scott Mills here. I'm feeling slightly stressed at the prospect of me having to now type a keyword into the search bar on my text to find out what text to read.
I'm going to give the game a new name when I've thought of something better. For now, it's What Are You Texting? Okay. It's not original.
So Chris typed in the keyword fern. You can do this on most phones. And it came up with a message from his friend Penny, wanting Fern Cotton to balance a teacup on her bum for charity.
Yes, and that he would donate.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so it's your turn. Good game, this. Oh, I know it's slightly stressful.
It's really stressful.
Okay, the word I would like you to search for in your text messages, and you've got to give us the story and the message, is the word sorry.
Oh, no. There'll be hundreds. Oh, yeah, it's loading. There's loads. The first one that says sorry is from Bargain Hunt's Tim Wannacott.
Wow.
Hey, Scotty. Sorry to be a fart about replying. Been running around in it. Anyway, hope to see you soon. Roll on the jungle, Tim.
Roll on the jungle.
Maybe we discuss going into the jungle together as our next thing.
Oh, wow, that's an exclusive.
Yeah, me and Tim Wannacott off a bargain hunt. Think about it. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. It would be lol.
Didn't he go into the jungle?
No. No, but he's up for it, if anyone's listening.
And so are you. So you're both planning on being in the I'm a Celebrity jungle?
But together as a team. We go in as a pair.
Interesting. Oh, it wasn't as deep as I was hoping for, but it is good.
I'll keep digging. Okay, I'll give you one now.
Go on, then.
I'd like you to type in to your search bar at the top the word finger. See what comes up there, please.
Right. Okay. Cool. Just doing that weird thing where it all pops up.
Mm.
Oh no, it's an unrecognised number.
Yes! The best.
Okay. Oh no, this could be problems because I don't know the who it is.
Mm.
Okay.
Read it.
Whereabouts is that? I need to get my severely battered finger some treatment as well.
And that's from an unknown number.
Unknown number. And the thing is, I'm reading some of the messages above it and I'm struggling to work out who it could be.
Why is their finger battered?
Look at the other messages. I'm probably best meeting you there. I'm going to grab a shower and finish off this bit of work first. What is the plan for this evening? The following day, this person sent a message. All makes sense now, but she is miles older than him.
Who is it? Why have you deleted the name from your phone, please?
It's a weird one, isn't it? Because one of the last messages I got
Never even put them in.
Hey,
even
there.
Worse.
This Saturday night, we are having a house party at our new place. We do have Twister, a Wii, and lots of drink.
What kind of parties are you going
to,
please?
We live literally round the corner from Sudbury Tube Station.
I've heard about these parties that start with Twister.
However, we have no X Factor coverage, sorry.
What?! Who's that?
I don't know what's going on. I don't know who this is.
The fact that they've had to apologise for the lack of X Factor in their house makes it sound like that's your demand?
Yes.
I'm not coming round unless you've got X Factor. Put it on.
I can't figure this out. And then there's another message from saying, sorry for being a mess last night.
Oh. Who is it?
I don't know. This is really bugging me.
So let's go Sherlock on this. From the clues that we've got, let's piece this together. There was a game of Twister, a fair amount of booze, and then the next day, this person's got a severely battered finger.
Yeah, and apologising for it as well.
Yeah. Wow, okay. This is a real insight into your life. Okay, what have you got for me, please?
Okay, I need a word for you. I need a random word. You know when someone says, what's the first word that comes into your head? It's actually very hard.
I bet yours is food.
Scampi. Yes.
Always food.
Why okay. Such a who food as well?
Surprisingly, there's only one message with the word scampi in it. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
High drama backstage here at Strictly. Judy Murray hasn't got her scampi and chips that she ordered. Oh, that could have been so much worse.
Is that how it works? Was that on her rider?
I think, obviously, you got a choice of what foods to have, and I think Judy was having hers delivered to her that day because she was busy rehearsing. It went off. Well, that could have been a lot worse, but I fear in future episodes it will be.
That's the thing. I think when we've got a few more words that we can use, I think that will then turn this game into a whole new level.
I do feel a slight feeling of relief now, because that's over.
Mm. Actually, I think I came out slightly worse than you.
I think you did, actually, yeah. Which makes a change.
Wasn't meant to happen.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Adele, Rolling in the Deep on BBC Radio 1. Hi, Aisha in Peterborough. Says we're helping her through the write-up of her dissertation interviews this afternoon. It's making her a little bit crazy. The Weeknd coming up, and also Jack Garrett, new track, Chemical. And guess who else are coming up?
Who?
What are you wearing, Cortana? It's Clean Bandit. I mean, I love Clean Bandit, right, but that advert, seriously. I really hope it doesn't harm their musical career, because I really like them. But is there any coming back from that advert?
I don't know. Oh, but you know what?
Look at what happened to Duffy, last seen on a Diet Coke bicycle. Ah! Remember that? Last time we saw her. I'm just hoping the same thing doesn't happen. No, they've got massive hits. They'll be all right. Stronger is coming up on BBC Radio 1.
They've got Sultana to help them as well.
Yeah, Sultana. Sultana. What are you wearing, Sultana?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people who are listening to Radio 1 on apps and on their computers from off of abroad are concerned that they've missed Bumble Air Wednesday because of the time change. Because our clocks went an hour forward, didn't they?
Mm.
Don't worry, you haven't. Tom in Essex has been on. Tell me I haven't missed Bumble Air Wednesday. No, you haven't.
Are we on soon for it?
I said after two, didn't I?
So up for it right now.
Come on. Come on.
I always feel that bit's turning into a bit like Paxman, you know, when he's trying to hurry someone along. Come on.
Come on.
Anyway, sorry.
I've said it again now, you've ruined it.
Sorry.
Go on over the window, Gary. Go on over the window.
It's amazing how many people are so stupid.
I do love a bit of Scott.
Yes!
Oh, you do make me laugh, Cortana.
Stop it.
Go open the window, Gary. Open the window, Gary. Martin in Kent. Yes, Martin, hello. In the van in Bognor Regis, let's have it. Tom in Leeds, bum blowing in the work van, needing this today. Don't worry, it's nearly Friday. Gina in Bicester. All right, Gene. Jack bumbling in Portsmouth.
Shout out to Wilbur doing the bumbleo.
A lot of white vans today. Bumbleoing my parsnips off on the A14. Presumably in a van of parsnips, which is why otherwise that joke doesn't really.
Come on, bumbleo,
work. Bumbleo. Yes, I know Lorraine Kelly does it on an advert. Stop texting in about that. Sorry. Putting a barbecue together, that's Hugh. Bumbleoing in somewhere I cannot. I think you've spelled that wrong, because that's not a place.
Gaz in Kent, bumbleoing his nuts off, of course.
Bumbleoing my nuggets off in my digger, that's John in Devon. Nice to see you, sober John. And Charlotte in London, bumbleoing to celebrate finishing her last exam. Yes! Ali in London. I'm in an office where it's not acceptable to bumbleo at my desk. Why not?
Having a sit-down
bumbleo. Leave
bumbleo.
Your job. What?
Someone's having a sit-down bumbleo.
Clap a bit.
I think it was a treat.
40 of those. Bumbleo. Dean bumbleoing his packages off, delivering parcels in Dorset. Bumbleoing my Easter eggs off, says Craig. Tom, training hard, ready to join the army next month. Bumbleoing in the snow. Yes, there's still snow on. Sophie in London, bumbleoing my birthday off. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
David from Cornwall. Joe in Aberdeen. Kyle in Newcastle.
Blazing.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's becoming quite a regular occurrence now where I have to bite my lip in the lift. Just happened again.
Oh, you just popped out.
Yeah. So there's classical music playing because they had Radio 3 on in the lift, and some lady in there went, it's nice music, isn't it? And the bloke went, at least it's not Radio 1. All right, well, I'll come round to your workplace and slag it off then, shall I?
Do you know what it's
Hello,
like?
If you're listening
it's,
in the lift.
It's like every time that you pop out, it's kind of roundabout this
Are
time,
you planting these people it's, just to annoy me?
What it's like your very own roast.
I'm That's right. It is. It's like the Justin Bieber comedy roast, only aimed specifically at me. I'm proud of this radio station. I've worked here a long time.
I know you are.
Shut up.
I know. And the funny thing is, you wouldn't ever say this to their face.
That's the problem. And so I have to come out here in front of 6 million people and just let it out. And Now I feel better. So thanks for giving me this opportunity.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey Ben, who says, I saw Lucy Rose live in Birmingham last week. This sounds so good on radio and sounds better live. Tom in Rugby says, Lucy told us to say thanks from her and the band for choosing her song as track of the day. Tom in Rugby obviously knows Lucy Rose.
But then why doesn't Lucy Rose just say thank you herself? Why has it got to go through Tom?
Yeah, she's got people now.
Is that how it is?
Yeah, she's just done a sold-out UK tour, do you know what I mean? Things have changed.
I know what you mean. I just looked on her Twitter. She's getting all the followers now as well.
Yeah, massive.
Tom deals with everything now.
Tom, is it Tom off of MySpace? anyway, thanks, Tom. Lots of love coming in for that. That's our track of the day. Really summary. Lucy Rose and Our Eyes. Do you know what? I'm so proud of Innuendo Bingo. Something simple, which we started a few years ago. Do you know when it started? I just looked this up.
Was it in the 80s?
No.
90s?
No. 2007.
Oh.
But that was back in Victorian times where it was just a small little sip of water and occasionally it might have splashed onto the ankle that you were showing.
I know, it was, and that was shocking then, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was quite shocking at the time.
And it was just me And Becky, from what I remember.
Often, just Becky. Yeah, I think we even did it before you were here.
Do you know what? I was just about to say that. I think Innuendo Bingo actually, in
it predates
its purest
you.
Form, predates me.
I also think that it used to be, well, I know it used to be called Innuendo Bingo The Duel back in the day. So it began as well, only as a radio feature. You couldn't actually watch it back then.
Imagine.
It wasn't before the internet, Chris. But we just didn't put it on the cameras.
So what would you do? You would just listen to it.
You would just play the game in the studio and you would just listen to it. I know, revolutionary. Radio 1. So you play a clip off the TV and someone says an innuendo, people put water in their mouths, and if they laugh, the water sprays out. And the game's got more and more extreme over the years and much more well known. I mean, the water didn't even really spray much at first. It was just a thimble of water.
No.
And since then, we've had Hugh Jackman play it, and Will Ferrell, and Gerard Butler, all the stars, Stacey Solomon. And it's so good to see, and I see it a lot, so many people with so many different followers on social media all around the world playing the game. You must have seen this a lot.
It's incredible. And also, whenever you meet someone who wants to talk about the radio show, they always talk about Innuendo Bingo.
First thing that people mention.
It's funny that if you're DJing somewhere, people always come up and they'll say, big fan of the show, oh, I've got to say I love Innuendo Bingo. It's the best thing.
I'm so proud of it. And sometimes when you see people playing it, it's beauty vloggers. Sometimes it's the video gamers on YouTube. YouTubers in particular absolutely love this game.
Yeah.
And it's so nice that it's being embraced and played. Just our little game that started in 2007 here on Radio 1. All over the world now. It's got such universal appeal. So much so that when people play the game on YouTube, they don't even credit me or my show, which is actually stealing.
Oh, I see where this is going now.
So I am putting this out there. Please take this, everybody, as an open letter for all YouTubers. Instead of nicking my game and passing it off as your own original idea, I'm asking, without even crediting me or my show, I'm asking all of you, you know who you are, to come into Radio 1, the original home of Innuendo Bingo since 2007, and come and play the game with us. And if you do, I will overlook the fact that you have stolen it, if you turn up.
Okay, I thought this was just starting as a sort of plug for Innuendo Bingo tomorrow. Nice, but you...
No, I've set a date.
You're quite angry.
So this is for all the YouTubers.
Who are you talking about here exactly? Look, if you type in Innuendo Bingo and... here and then
who's played it?
Okay, well, do you want the ones that haven't created, because most of the ones are here obviously, but then there are ones which get massive views with people like Zoella.
Yeah, that one.
But they haven't mentioned you at all in it.
No, I know.
Joe Sugg.
Yeah.
Tyler Oakley.
I love all these people, they're lovely people.
Casper Lee.
However,
Pointless Blog,
the original home of Innuendo Bingo.
Kalel Kitten.
Sure.
Marcus Butler.
Oh, right. Him as well.
In fact, there's loads.
Now, what I'm saying here is I ain't got no beef. I actually find it quite flattering. However, you have nicked our game. So I'm setting the date of Thursday, the 16th of April. And if you are a massive fan of Zoella or Joe or Marcus or any of the people that you know have played Innuendo Bingo before, I want you to get onto them now and tell them about this Innuendo Bingo with YouTubers. And I'm inviting you to come into Radio 1 and play the game where it was originally intended to be played.
Play the legit version in the home of Innuendo Bingo.
Come in. My doors are open. And the date is... Did we say the 13th? It's the 13th... What?
16th of April.
Okay,
let's
sorry.
Let's get this clear so there's
right,
no
okay,
excuses.
Don't say the 13th because that's not true. Tell Zoella and Joe Sugg and everyone else that it's Thursday the 16th of April at 1:45. Go for it. Bombard their social media. Tell them that the original home of Innuendo Bingo is inviting them in to play on Thursday the 16th of April at 1:45.
If they don't appear, what are we doing? Empty seats?
Oh yeah, that's going to be embarrassing.
Do you know what I mean? So it would just be me sat there. Rubbish. Right.
But lol if they don't turn
so
up.
So this is what you're saying. This is why you're giving notice, right? Mm. So fans of Zoella, Joe Sugg.
Yeah. Everyone that's played it and not credited
Marcus
us.
Marcus Butler. Alfie Days.
Yeah.
Anyone that you've seen play Innuendo Bingo and they're your favourite YouTuber, hassle them.
Yeah, just tell them.
Because they're doing a bad thing.
Well,
by not
they are.
Playing it in the original home of Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah. So, Thursday, 16th of April, tell your favourite YouTuber, if you've seen them play Innuendo Bingo, I mean, tell them en masse. Everybody tell them on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. Tell them. And we will get everyone, hopefully, that responds to this in on Thursday, the 16th of April, so they can learn from the best and the originals.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, a bit ranty in the last half hour. Calm down. I might have some green tea. Someone says that works.
No, I think it's a great idea. I think it's actually been a while coming.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I've held it in. But it would be amazing, really, if we got all the, or a lot of the YouTubers together to play Innuendo Bingo. I mean, we don't know how many people are going to turn up. Could be loads. Could be, as you said, none.
I worry that just throwing it out in quite general terms, though, discourages them from really stepping up. So what I'm going to do is just tweet them one a day.
If you
or
could.
Something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe don't use the term thieves, because that doesn't really...
What about hashtag thieves?
No, don't. Just don't do that. Because they probably won't come in if we do that, because they'll feel that we're accusing them. Just want it to be settled and they have to come and play in the original home of Innuendo Bingo. That's all I want.
Mm. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. Alice Lovine. Hello.
I like that pronunciation. Thanks.
Hang on. I've got something for you here.
Oh. What? Is it that fiver? Can I actually have that?
Thanks for your trouble, Alice.
I love my show fee for doing real or no real.
It's in an envelope and everything.
Oh, thanks.
Is Alice Lovine your real name?
Is it a stage name?
It's a pretty cool name. Who's
this scrawl, please, on the front of this?
Don't be rude. It's from a listener.
Oh, soz. Thought it was you.
It's got a robin on the front.
It's a Christmas card.
Yes. Now, just open my post. We do it like every 6 months. And this person entrusted me with the job of handing out Christmas cards to all of the other Radio 1 DJs.
Oh, my goodness.
Why, out of anybody in this building, would you ask me to do that? The most organised person
and
ever.
And
most
not. Late. I mean, clearly. The most,
yeah. So, who is it from?
I've not got my specs on.
Nor have I.
No, it's just awful writing.
I can't read that.
don't need to be polite.
It is awful, right?
But happy Christmas.
Thank you so much.
From one of our listeners there.
I'm going to put that up.
Yeah. And here's Alice's real or no real facts playing against Chris. Chris, keep score. Here we go.
Iggy Azalea had the name of her boyfriend, ASAP Rocky, tattooed on her fingers in 2011 and then crossed out when they broke up in 2012.
You see, don't ever do that.
Foolish, isn't it?
It's like also there have been musicians in the past that have made the mistake of putting their other halves at the time in their music videos.
No.
Oh, and it's in there like a piece of history forever then, and you're always going to be reminded when you see that video.
I think of Enrique straight away. Or are they still together?
I think they're still on.
Oh, I saw something on the
internet. I think of Dannii Minogue.
Oh.
When she was going out with that hot one off of Home and Away. And then it all finished, and then the video's still there, isn't it, forever?
I saw something on the internet about Calvin Harris potentially getting with Taylor Swift at the moment, which strikes me as if that was to go wrong, if they are going out. They probably
and we don't
aren't.
Know, we don't know.
I'm not very good with all this showbiz stuff,
no.
But if they are, imagine, I almost feel like writing the breakup song before it's already happened.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I should. Maybe that's an idea.
But can you imagine if you dated someone as famous as that and then you broke up and you'd be like, not only do I have to worry about going to the shop and bumping into them or like at the train station, you'd be like, any magazine, any... You couldn't go to a newsagent.
No.
You couldn't have a TV and you couldn't have a radio.
No.
What a life.
Awful. See, it's not all glam being famous, is it?
Also, what you can do with the tattoo, though, is you can try and change it into something slightly different, can't you, that works. So it's not about ASAP Rocky.
What can you
like
change?
Like ASIP Ricky or something.
It was never about ASAP Rocky.
See?
So, did Iggy Azalea have the the words ASAP Rocky tattooed on her fingers in 2011 and then rapidly crossed out when they broke up a year later, Alice Levine.
That's only 9 characters, so she's got one digit going spare.
Probably for an ex or something, isn't it? Like a kiss.
A little kiss.
I don't know.
I think that seems like something she would do because she is quite the rebel. So I'm going to say RAL.
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes,
Iggy had the words live, love, ASAP tattooed on her fingers when she was with the rapper. ASAP Rocky claimed he also had a tattoo of Iggy, but suspiciously no one's ever seen it.
I got it, honestly.
Yeah, I have. And next,
South Bucks. Home to the likes of Des O'Connor, Sir Terry Wogan and Pauline Quirk, contains the most hairdressers in the country outside of London.
What?
I don't like how the voice of Real or No Real said South Bucks.
Bucks. So South Bucks, South Buckinghamshire, Sir Terry Wogan and Pauline Quirk live there.
I mean, none of them are known for their hair, are they?
Absolutely not.
Well, I don't think so.
Sir Tez is a bit.
Why would it have the most hairdressers in the country outside of London?
Is it because... what this suggests to me is this is a very showbiz area. Now, showbiz people need hairdressers.
All the time.
They go every day because they've got nothing to do in the day.
Yeah, they've got nothing to do. How many times do you go to the hairdresser a month?
I'd say monthly, yeah. Every 4 weeks, probably.
Right, okay. I thought it would be more.
What, because it looks so fantastic today? This is air dried on the number 38 bus, so I'm glad you've enjoyed it.
Oh, it's really good. I just thought you'd be more, because it looks high maintenance.
I hear what you're saying. Well, you've seen me on a good day. There's no rootage, is there, today?
No. So do they have a lot of hairdressers, more than anywhere else in the country outside of London, in South Bucks?
Well, with the calibre of celebrity like that, you only assume so. So well, I'm going to say
Pauline
real.
Pauline Quirk, yeah.
Can you imagine Scott under one of those hoods?
What's that?
You know, like the off of Ladies with the Blue Rinse.
Won't
you know
be long now, my darling.
Oh, the blowers thing.
Yeah.
I'll be there with a copy of Take a Break.
What are those for, by the way?
Do you have a perm, Scott? Or is that a natural weight?
What are you? Do you mean? No, I don't have a perm.
It's got like a natural kind of little kink.
It is a kink.
Have you seen Mills's hair throughout the ages?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, don't show her that picture of Destiny's Child.
Do you know what he just went to? Bookmarks. Like there's a Mills throughout the ages website that he was.
There's a website for everything. I've just typed in Scott Mills hair.
What do you mean throughout the ages?
Niche site. No, simple image search will show you here.
Wow, yeah, you've had a like spiky do, which I think wasn't for you.
No.
And then you've had a kind of like almost like 1940s Mad Men style.
Yes.
Which wasn't for you.
Then there were the frosted tips.
Oh yeah, that's special.
I know. Look, Clara Amfo, don't be disappointed. It was early 2000s.
To be fair, it's just because we got
everyone
we got
them.
To the crab shot, that's why.
They're TBC.
Oh, my goodness.
There's me and Destiny's Child.
Lowlights. What a who.
Lowlights are on, and look at Beyonce's Cardi.
Oh, my goodness.
Poor Pam there as well in a parka. We put that on Radio 1 Twitter the other day. Okay, so South Bucks, hairdressers, real or no real?
In smaller places, I feel like there's a disproportionate amount of hairdressers. So, like, where I'm from, there's, like, a hair by Pam, a hair by Trish, a hair by Larry, a hair by Sally.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is probably real.
OK.
I think real.
That one is real.
Both right to go real. South Bucks is one of the most expensive places to live in the country. It's also home to Noel Gallagher, Vernon Kay and Peter Jones off of Dragon's Den. It's also where I used to do the lottery from.
Is it really?
Yeah, the Osbournes live next door. And next.
The Gogglebox old couple, Leon and June, have used the money they've earned from the series to have every room in their house redecorated, except for the living room.
Oh. Do you think this is contractual? Do you think they weren't allowed to change the living room?
Well, yeah, because you've got used to it now on TV. You can't just change it.
It's a working set.
Suddenly, you know, Leon and June are sat on a brand new DFS.
But isn't that what they do? Can't they get all the... Are you all right?
Who gave me the comedy chair?
Can't they get all
April
the deals?
Fools. Too late.
Surely they get all the deals now. They get the free sofas and stuff like that.
I don't know.
Can you imagine they just had a different sofa every week? It's like they're clearly rinsing it. Come on, you
Come
two.
Come on, June. Get on the recliner.
Yeah, it should look like a showroom. So it's got the prices on the table, the sofa, everything. You know, labels on.
Eating a branded TV dinner and, you know.
Okay, so... Leon and June, they've redecorated everywhere with all the monies they've got from Gogglebox, but they're keeping the living room the same because we're used to it on TV, real or no real?
I think it's got to be real. Have they done a celebrity Gogglebox yet?
Not,
has that happened?
I think they...
That needs to happen.
Didn't they do it for Children in Need or
yes,
Comet Relief?
I think they did. Mm.
So yes is the answer.
I think this is real.
I think they will have done something a bit more extravagant, like gone on a nice holiday.
What, like a conservatory?
A conservatory and a cruise. So I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Yes, Alice, you're smashing it.
Yes.
Not real at all. And finally,
Tom Jones has insured his chest hair for £3.5 million.
I mean, come on. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of hair.
Work that out per hair.
But why would you get it? Why would you
it's
need...
It's a pound per hair. There are £3.5 million worth of hair.
But let's say there were 3.5 million hairs on his chest, right? One of them drops out. Technically, he's dropping money. You know, like, if he was to... He could claim for one hair.
Do you mean if there's some natural shedding, that's costing him a lot of money?
Yeah. Well, let's say he, I don't know, impromptu, he has a few drinks one night, right? Mates get waxing strips out, something like that. Accidentally take off a sizable amount of his chest hair.
What, Tom Jones in his big Hollywood home?
A 17-year-old boy in Falaraki. No one's shaving Tom Jones's eyebrows or chest.
Exactly. He lives in a massive house in Hollywood. All his friends will be over 70 and he doesn't have Veet parties.
Well, then say Veet.
Maybe that's why, well, OK.
But I don't understand why it would be 3.5 million. It seems a lot for
that's
a rug of hair.
That's more than J-Lo's legs or something.
It can't be real, because that would suggest that what the reason why you insure something is because he fears that it won't be the same without his chest hair.
Real or like, no real?
It's a lack of business.
Right, Ernest.
Just got a bit bored of you.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm bored of you.
I like new look, real or no real.
I said it first.
No deliberating, just give me an answer.
Come on then.
It's too much. No real, please.
No real. No real.
That one is real.
What? Oh,
yes, thank you to Harriet in London who sent that one to me. Apparently, Tom Jones's chest hair is a vital part of his earning potential and he did have it insured for £3.5 million in 2008. You don't even see his chest hair anymore, do you?
So gross.
And at the end of that round of Real or No Real...
I got 20, Alice got 30.
Yes!
Yes!
Alice Levine is on your radio on Saturday and Sunday from 1 p.m.
And Infofern on Friday and next week and stuff like that.
Have a listen.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow, 1:45, Thursday, which means innuendo bingo. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.